This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today, live nationwide and around the world on this extended Christmas weekend. Hope you're having a great time with family and friends. Stay safe and enjoy yourself. Well, on the show this hour, Ken Cage will be here. This guy's unbelievable. The airplane repo, and he not only repos airplanes, cars, boats, trucks. Fascinating show. Later on, from Masterminds on the Game Show Network, Brooke Burns will be joining us. Carter Osterhaus, you've seen him on all the TV shows that have to do with do-it-yourself and homes. Well, he's got a report to make on the Christmas light fight that took place this past week on ABC. And then from True TV's top secret video, Ali Goldberg. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy Today.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We're live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. You know, I talk to a lot of people who have television shows and internet shows and radio shows, but I am a big fan of this show. It was on the Discovery Channel, and now it is a show that you can find on their own website. They have their own YouTube channel. Joining us right now, Ken Gage. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Hey, Ron. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Glad that you are here. So tell us about this new season. For people who may not have seen this, they not only repo airplanes, but they also repo yachts, buses, exotic cars. You guys got a lot of guts. But tell us about this new season and the new site and YouTube channel.
I appreciate it. Well, the new show is going to be called Renegade Repos. The website's renegade-repos.com. The show that was on Discovery, they had three teams showing all of us doing repos. Danny and I decided when the network didn't want to pick it up again, we said, you know what, there's just too many fans that want to see this. So it's just going to be Danny and I doing it, and you're going to see a lot more detail in each repossession, which is what everybody's been clamoring for. So we'll be showing from the time that we get the order, the investigation, which is a lot of the most interesting stuff happens in the investigation, and then we'll show the repos as well. So we're really, really excited about it. We've got a lot of people behind us that are excited about it. So we're ready to kick this off.
And I can't wait because I know that the new addition with the investigations is going to be a great asset to it because that was the part that was missing on the Discovery Channel. Now, you had a show that actually happened last week that was a live event, but you are going to repost that on the Renegade/Repos.com channel, correct?
That is correct. And again, another thing that we felt, and the fans made it loud and clear, one thing that wasn't really covered was the pilot's perspective. If you remember in the show, on the network, they'd show the pilots running up, getting in the plane, and flying. There's a lot that goes on for a pilot. A lot of it. So the live event will be four episodes, and it's these with three of my pilots who combined for over 700 aircraft repos with me, telling their stories and the mechanical issues that they face, and the, you know, obviously the FAA, they never cross the FAA, so how do we get the ferry permits? And just, it's just fascinating, their stories, because they were all 20, 21, 22 when they started with me, and now they're commercial pilots. It'll be on Renegade-Repos. I hope it's in edit now, but we're going to have four episodes of the pilots telling these fascinating stories that were never touched on before. So it's just completely unique.
This is a very dangerous type of occupation for a couple of reasons. First of all, you're taking away somebody's prized possession. If they have a classic car or a jet or a yacht, I'm a classic car collector. Somebody touched my classic car, so now you're dealing with me, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay, so that's dangerous from that standpoint. The second standpoint, and I've often been amazed at this, guys, we get into an airplane, and you say, geez, this thing hasn't been started in 3 months. We don't know if it's got water in the fuel tank. We got to check the stabilizers and all of the outside gear and the landing gear and everything else. You don't know what the heck you're getting into. I mean, you might get away from the owner, but you may not get away from an accident.
That's true. That's true. And again, one thing we're going to try and show is more of that process with the pilot, because everybody thinks, based on the editing that they did on the network, pilot gets an airplane and flies. There's a lot more that goes on with it, which, again, honestly, it builds the tension for me, because I'm like, can you hurry up with this inspection here? And they're like, no, we can't. It's like the whole time you feel the clock in the back of your head saying, the debtor's coming. These pilots are pros. So they follow every letter of the law to make sure they're doing things right, not had any issues, because if we're not sure, we'll do one of two things. We'll either take the airplane, taxi it to the other side of the field where we're more safe so we don't leave the ground, or if we're comfortable that it's a safe airplane, we might fly it 5 minutes to get it to the next airport and then, you know, go through a much more detailed inspection. But you're right, it's dangerous, because as soon as you run that thing up, you don't know.
I often wonder, if you have all of the legal papers and the owner is in default, why do you have to sneak into it? Now, I know that, you know, people can repossess cars because they just don't want to give them up. But how do you do that? I mean, I always am amazed when the police stop you, because the debtor calls the police. And the police should say, hey, he's got all the paperwork, just let him take the vehicle or let him take the plane.
Yeah, so the thing with the police, and this is something that doesn't really help us, but it doesn't hurt us, is that they cannot assist or support us in any way.
Okay.
It's a civil matter. So they can't tell a debtor, you know, let him go or whatever, anything like that. They can come out and verify the paperwork. And that's generally what they do is, you know, hey, you have everything? Yes, here's my paperwork. I'm a licensed repo agent in the state of Florida. I'll show them my repo license, and they'll say, okay, you know, it's legal. And that's the extent of it. Now, the reason we sneak around, even though it's a legal process, is
right,
because airports are very close-knit families. So if I try, like, we're at Atlantic Aviation, you know, at the Orlando Executive Airport.
Right.
So if I try and go in the front door of Atlantic and say, hey, you know, I want Ron's airplane, well, you're their customer. So in many cases, what the FBO might say, oh, no, you can't touch my customer's airplane. They might block us. They might try and stop us from getting out there. The line people get involved. The people that kind of are out there running around the airport and fueling up and things like that, a lot of times they're really loyal to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might tip off the customer one time, and this was on one of the first season episodes. Yeah, you know, we talked to the FBO. We got the airplane. We thought everything was good. Well, then the debtor comes around another gate, talks to a line person who's loyal to him, and gives him our airplane that we already repossessed. So those things happen a lot. And until we know where people stand, we've got to sneak.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they'll tip off the debtors or they'll stop us themselves, and that's no good. So,
did you not have a fellow on the show by the name of Mike Kennedy? He got punched out a couple of times, didn't he?
That was actually Kevin down in Texas got punched out.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Kevin did. Mike's in Orlando.
Yeah.
Great guy. He's the one that has the snakes
and right.
Had the leopard and
right.
He's doing great conservatory work, great work.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kevin got knocked out once. I saw that one. In the U.S., you're not allowed to breach the peace or break and enter.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never, I've never gotten to that point here in the States because it's not legal.
Yeah.
But I did have a situation outside the States, and unfortunately or fortunately, depending on your point of view, they caught it on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily I got the first, he pushed me from behind, and it was hot. It was St. Croix. It was humid. I was just miserable from being up all night, and I just turned around and clocked him, and luckily I hit him.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I could have gotten a lot worse. It took Danny literally a minute or less to get there, and once he got there, it's like, what are you going to do now?
Yeah, what are you going to do now? The monster has come in. Does this problem multiply when you go into other countries, though?
It can. Absolutely, yes. A lot of times what I'll do when I'm in another country is go to the local police department and say, this is what I'm here to do. Here's the paperwork. Here's my identification. What do I need to do? And I'll ask them, what do I need to do to perform this in a legal manner?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, it takes us filling up their chase boats with fuel
mm-hmm.
or something to that effect, a little gift.
Sure.
In return for their help.
Sure.
That works for me.
Ken, I'm going to ask you a question that I don't mean to back you in a corner to, but do you ever bring anybody with you? I mean, one time I rode with the sheriff's department, okay? I mean, on a local deal or a regional deal, would you ever, take somebody like me who's a big fan of the show, or would I just get in the way?
You would. I can work with anybody. We've done this. I've done over 2,700 of them in the last 13 years. So I could take people. Actually, it's funny. One time I took a DJ from one of the Orlando stations,
yeah.
radio stations on. And the first one was real quiet and everything went smooth. He's like, I can do this. I can do it. Well, then we went to get a boat and the debtor was on board. Then as we're pulling away, the debtor runs down the dock to try and jump on the boat. Oh, and we got that on video
uh-huh.
for CBS News. Panicked on the back of the boat. I mean, he was panicked. Oh, you still think you could do this? No, I'm done. So we have to kind of feel people out first. Obviously, but I mean, I've taken a camera crew of four people on repos. So, just having one person without a camera, that would be no problem.
Oh gosh, we got to do this, Ken. I got to come out to your place and take you out to lunch and sell you on this deal because I want to do that. I want to do that so bad. Well, everybody, turn to renegade/repos.com. Four new episodes coming up with our guest Ken Cage. And Ken, this is a great show. I really mean this. I'm not saying this because you're on, but I can't wait for the second season and this new format and the new distribution of it. It's going to be sensational.
Well, thank you, Ron. I really appreciate you saying that, and I hope everybody does tune in to the website because hopefully we've got some videos up now.
Yeah.
But they're going to come hot and heavy starting.
And ladies and gentlemen, there may be a future episode on the show with yours truly in it. Me and Danny and Ken will be out there. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it. And there's more
thank
to come
you.
With Ron Sedgie today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance.
Just text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest hasn't been with us in a while, and I was just telling her I missed not talking to her. She's not only very talented, she is extremely beautiful, and this past Monday was the season premiere of the second season of a great show on the Game Show Network that airs weeknights at 4 and 8:30 p.m. called Masterminds. Joining us right now is Brooke Burns. Hi, Brooke. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
It's always nice when you are here, and I appreciate you being here. I love this game. Before we talk about the game, though, I got to tell you, she has done a lot of things, ladies and gentlemen, with Ally McBeal, Baywatch, Melrose Place, on the Hallmark and Lifetime channels with Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Gourmet Detective, Just Shoot Me, Drop Dead Diva, CSI Miami, the film Shallow Hal. Now, and you've done, of course, The Chase. What do you like better before we get into the details? Do you like acting or do you like being a game show host? Because you are so good at both.
Oh, that's very kind. I really feel like hosting is sort of my niche. I love people. I love being able to be myself. The acting was sort of something that I got into after my ballet career was ended by a snow skiing injury. I've always loved performing, having been a dancer and what have you, but don't get me wrong, I love doing my Hallmark Christmas movies, but I really do love the hosting just because I get to interact with so many amazing people and, you know, give away somebody else's money and make them happy, and that's a real joy.
Okay, let's talk about the show. I think a great premise. You have three trivia masterminds, along with three contestants. They square off together, and then at the very end, you have the mastermind and the best contestant that face each other, and there's a $10,000 grand prize if you beat the mastermind, but if you do it three times, you become a mastermind. I love the premise of that.
I know. I did, too. Yeah, I thought that was really fun, and of course, my question was always, because we have the legendary trivia, the trivia legend Ken Jennings on the show, is can you actually ever beat a mastermind? That's kind of important to the show's, you know, success. And you can, because we have so many different kinds of trivia and different rounds. We've got the multiple choice, we've got the fill-in, we've got the speed round. You know, there is some strategy involved, and it's really fun to get to the final where there's just five questions. And if you tie with our mastermind, then we have what you call the UTQ, which is a trivia question, and it's only one question standing between you and $10,000, and that's when it gets really exciting.
I think this is a show, and I think the many reasons for the success of it, one being you, of course, but I think that because of the success of the home game of Trivial Pursuit, that this has caught on tremendously because people love to talk about it for a couple of reasons. Number one, they get a chance to show their skills to their friends and neighbors and family. But more, I think, is the fact that it brings back some memories. It kind of jogs your memories on a lot of things that have happened that you know about, but there's no real time to express them because nobody comes up to you at a bus stop and said, what was the series that Raymond Burr starred in? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's so true. It's really fun, and I think that's what makes, you know, actually the format is always the same in the show, but what makes every show unique are the experiences that the three contestants bring to it, because some of them have lived in Russia and may know some random question about, you know, Russian, you know, dining that maybe nobody else knows because they haven't had that experience, and then they get the chance to kind of talk about that. And then you said, like you said, if you get, you know, a question right and Ken Jennings gets it wrong, I mean, you're bragging about that for the rest
right.
of your life.
You got bragging rights at that point. I think sometimes, well, I know this for a fact, that game show hosts take sometimes a little bit of a beating from comedians, especially, you know, many years ago where they'd say, you know, the game show host is a guy that has a plaid jacket on and comes on and said, hey, today you're going to win $22,000. And they get a little bit of a jag in that. Knowing a lot of game show hosts, and you included, that is not an easy job. I mean, you got a lot of balls that you're bouncing in the air. You got to remember a lot of things. You got to be enticing. You've got to be involved. You got to be in the game, if you will, even though you're hosting it. It's not an easy thing.
It's not. And, you know, it's funny that you say that because, though I love it and I feel like, I always laughed at my dad used to say, you're too sensitive and you talk too much. If I tell him that I get paid for both of those things now because
right.
you have to be sensitive to be an actor and you have to be able to talk articulately and quickly as a game show host. But when I was working on Masterminds one day, I remember thinking, wow, these Masterminds just know so much, and how do they do it? And I said, I can't believe you guys can do what you do. And Ken actually said, I can't believe you do what you do.
Right.
And I was like, that was the nicest compliment. But it was really, it made me think about, you know, sometimes you're not given enough credit for having to run the show, know your cameras, know when to go to break, keep it moving, keep the energy up, you know how to basically balance that fine line between encouraging a contestant and being able to rib them slightly if they're, you know, off their game. But, you know, it's very rewarding in the end, though, and it feels really good to be able to sort of bring it all together and make it all cohesive, a fun show.
I think the funniest story I ever heard when it came to somebody who is in show business but not necessarily in the game show business, and that was Meatloaf. And he was telling me that he was hosting a show, and out of all the things that he's done, you know, on music and on stage, he says that was the most challenging. He had, ladies and gentlemen, what we call an IFB in his ear, which is something that hosts and a lot of singers have that, where you're getting directions from your director during the show. And he was so intense, Brooke, in listening to that. And it screwed him up to be able to listen to that and be able to, you know, and be involved in this game show that right in the middle, he said, what? And it just busted me up. Because you can all relate to that, you know. You're listening to this guy in your ear and you're trying to talk something.
Oh, wait, I only had one thing I needed to say. Now I have to make something up on the fly. Okay.
Yeah,
but without saying that out loud, you know, and making it look seamless. So I understand his pain.
Well, the new season 2 is out right now. It premiered on December 7th, weeknights at 4 and 8:30 p.m. on the Game Show Network. It is called, and I love it, Masterminds, and its host, as I mentioned in the introduction, is the very talented and beautiful Brooke Burns. Brooke, do me a favor, though. Don't spend so much time before your visits here. We haven't talked to you in a few years, and it's nice to have you back.
Especially during this crazy time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Have a nice holiday, Brooke. Look forward to your return, okay?
Thank you so much. Stay safe.
You too. You stay real safe. I tell you, what a talented lady. And I love that show, Masterminds, on the Game Show Network. Well, all of us on the show are hoping that you are having a great extended Christmas weekend. A lot of things happen over a holiday season. You try to get together with family and friends, but all these problems we're having with COVID-19, a lot of states are, you know, telling people to stay at home, don't go places. That's a tough request to handle because you want to be together. This is the time of the year that, you know, you really look forward to because you see friends and relatives that you may not see the rest of the year. Kind of sad the situation we're going in, but we hope that you are making the very, very best of it. And we hope that you check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. RONSEGGI.com. You and I can become friends on Facebook, and you can also hear our latest show on demand. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities in Tennessee are still looking for the motive in a Christmas morning bombing in downtown Nashville. Police are testing what could be human remains found near an RV that exploded as the area was being evacuated. Buck McCoy was one of the evacuees who made it out safely. He tells CNN he's thankful he's going to be able to go back into his apartment to grab his cat.
Today we're starting to look for our animals. I was not able to get my cat out. I barely made it out myself. There was glass everywhere. There was large objects. There was wood. There was stuff to climb over, and I was unable to get my cat.
The federal government is heading toward a partial government shutdown on Tuesday unless Congress passes a funding bill. President Trump refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, saying it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live all across the USA and around the world. You know, every year, and this has kind of been a tradition in our house, we have been really looking forward and enjoying the Great Christmas Light Fight, which, of course, has been going on, my calculations are right, I think 8 or 9 years, and it is always a fun thing. I'm totally amazed at how much effort these people put into these homes. It's almost too tough to be a judge. It really is. And we have someone here who is always welcome on our show. He's a great guy. He really is. You've seen him on Trading Spaces, Red and Hot and Green, Million Dollar Rooms, Celebrity Motor Homes. Our friend, Carter Osterhaus. Hi, Carter. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good, Ron. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for having me on.
It's always good when you're here, and I got to tell you, as I mentioned in the introduction, love the show. I mean, this has got to be, of all the things that you do, and I know you do, you know, a ton of stuff, and you equally enjoy it, but this has got to be a real treat, because you bring happiness. It's just a different aura from the rest of the year, not just this year, any year.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great show. When I signed up for the show, I didn't realize that it would be, I mean, look, we're shooting our 9th season this year.
Wow.
And to think that any show can go that long, it's shocking, but it's such a fun show to shoot, and I'll tell you why, because every year we get new displays, we get creative people that are out there that are just, you know, rocking and rolling in all the right direction as far as Christmas displays. And they're doing stuff that we've never seen before. And that's the fun part of the show, because it's always new. It never feels old or stale. It's a great holiday fun show, especially this time of year.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of people would share your opinion. Like, how do you get a lot of seasons out of this? You can only, you know, show Santa Claus and the snowman so many times. But these people are like geniuses. They could open an amusement park. They could be Universal Studios or Disney World. You know, the funny thing about this is, you mentioned before you didn't know how many seasons was going when you signed up. A good friend of mine who has a production company in Orlando was one of the production companies that were, you know, scheduled on the first year to go out to certain cities to film it. And he said the same thing to me. He said, I don't know how long this is going to last. You know, the job's a job. But man, oh man, it's a great show. And obviously the success is unbelievable. Now, how in the world, Carter, do you make a decision on this? Because these people are putting their heart and soul. They start this thing like January 2nd for next year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you're right. And especially this year, because during the time of COVID, I feel like people were home more often. So a lot more people were decorating this year because they wanted to do something around their house. They wanted to do something different, and they wanted to really get after it. So some of the displays we see are again, they're really well thought out, and they're bigger, they're brighter, they're more creative than we've ever seen before. And to judge is never easy, because when I first started the show, I thought somebody else would tell me what you know, who was going to win. And sure enough, I have to make that choice myself. And that's so difficult. It's really challenging. And you have to sort of go through the randomness of what is unique, what is creative, what is aesthetically pleasing about these designs. So the one thing that I do know is that every year the lights, the displays, they get bigger and they get brighter. We kind of knew that would happen, but they get better. And when you see a design that is really curtailed to an experiential space, that's when you know somebody's, you know, they're hitting all the right notes. They're making sure that theirs is great.
You mentioned something about judging. I have judged not too many things, okay? In fact, now that I think about it, I don't think I've judged anything in my life. But I've been the host of a lot of things like Battle of the Bands, beauty contest, you know, Miss Orlando, Miss Pennsylvania, that kind of stuff. And I always tell people I would rather be the MC than to be the judge, because being the MC is easy. Being the judge is tough. You know, they go back. I always lean on the fact that some schmo, you know, 50, 60 years ago, that saw Elvis Presley perform said you better go back to driving a truck. So you right, really never know what the deal is when you're judging it. And that's a tough, tough job. This $50,000 that they compete to win, I would imagine in a lot of cases, a majority of that money goes back into next year.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're going to have to start upping the ante of the $50,000 because it seems like, you know, that money, though that money is a lot, they still the trophy and the sincerity of people actually winning and getting that trophy, that's what just, you know, sort of, that's what makes it all for them. You know, when people get that trophy, that's what they're really excited about. I mean, the money, trust me, it's great too, and they're not going to, you know, give it to somebody else. But you're right. A lot of it just goes back into it, and that's the reason these people put on these displays is because it's, you know, it's for their community. They're doing it for all the right reasons, especially this year that we're during, you know, during this time. It's what people want to see. It's like we will get back to some normalcy soon in the world, and seeing Christmas and seeing the lights, that nostalgia that we have year after year, you know, we don't want to lose that. And I feel like this, that's why the show is so timely right now. And that's the great part for me to be a part of the show.
Out of curiosity, has there ever been a situation where you went back to a former contestant, but not necessarily a winner?
I have. Absolutely. I have. And, I just did last year. My wife was shooting a show, a movie in Oklahoma, and we went back to the house just because I wanted to show her because I thought it was really cool. Unfortunately, they didn't win, but I did see the homeowners and I talked to them and I brought my daughter there and, you know, she was all excited and stuff. And you know, I've had people on social media send me who have been on the show before and or they'll, you know, DM me or whatever, and they'll just say, hey, you know, we were on the show, and you picked the right one. And, you know, I'm sure not everybody thinks that, but it's really fun to see that, you know, people are just, they're in the spirit. They're, yeah. A lot of times you talk to people, and they're genuinely happy to be on the show because they know that they're contributing in a way that, you know, is, again, for, it's kind of for all the right reasons.
Sure. The six installments, how many contestants totally compete, Carter?
Each episode, we have four contestants, so four families. So we run to four different locations around the U.S., and then we run back to the winner and, you know, let them know that they've won. So it's a total of four families for each episode.
And how do you become eligible? I mean, obviously, you get a plethora of mail or contacts or something to be a part of the season. How do you pick the ones?
You kind of think you're going to run out, but you don't. I feel like lots of times people will put their stuff up on social media, on YouTube, and our casting will go out. They'll find them. People submit to us, to the production company, which is Fremantle and or ABC. And, you know, they'll find out, and then we will find them. And the cool thing about it is that we've seen that this year, which we're shooting again our ninth season, that we're seeing people that started watching the show in season three or season four, and they're now competing on the show.
Wow.
And you realize you're creating this movement of this subculture of people who are really getting involved and trying to figure out how to, you know, make a great display. And that's really fun just to know that you're a part of it.
And a good production company too. Fremantle does a good job in anything that they do. They're very, very proficient. I mean, they really are. Well, and when do you tape it? I mean, you got to do this thing relatively, I mean, the turnaround time has got to be very quick from when you tape it to when you air it.
Well, so we did tape the season that's airing right now. We taped this all last year.
Oh, okay.
So we do tape it a year in advance. We didn't always do that. One year we ended up shooting two seasons, but now we're able to shoot a year in advance. So we can get pretty close to shooting up until Christmas, but that stuff is not going to run until next year. So the stuff that you're seeing now, there's a lot more hugging. There's a lot more, you know, embracing and high-fiving that you probably wouldn't see during this time. But The show that's going to air next year, you know, it's still about the lights, and you're not going to notice any difference.
Cool. Well, the big show, the great Christmas light fight with our friend Carter Osterhaus. Hey, Carter, I want to wish you and your family a very, very Merry Christmas, and I look forward to your return in 2021, even before Christmas time. Okay, my friend?
Oh, I appreciate that. It's always fun to be on your show. Thanks again. Have a great holiday. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
And stay safe, Carter. Thank you so much. Our guest has been Carter Osterhaus, a good friend of the show, and again, the Great Christmas Light Fight. Well, I love that program. It really puts the spirit of Christmas in you, and now in its ninth season. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Cuervo. This bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, live all across the USA and around the world. This past October, a new show premiered on True TV. It's an original series, and I got to tell you, when I first saw it, it just broke me up. It's a funny show. It's called Top Secret Videos, and we have with us one of the three stars of that show to explain what it's all about in case you have not seen it, Allie Colbert. Hi, Allie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I got to be honest with you. This is a funny, funny show. And it's a great premise. You sit there with two other people, and you see these videos that are actually taken from, I guess it's some kind of a security cameras that capture these funny moments. And the comments that you guys make, it reminds me of the old science fiction theater. I mean, it is funny stuff, Allie.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, the science fiction theater, that's totally like, you know, one of the first kind of versions of what this is. And Ron Funches and Brian Posehn and myself, the three of us play interns for the NSA, and we get to watch these really funny, entertaining clips, like you said. And then we also get to, you know, do some acting. We have fun little office comedy, so it's really two in one.
Now, you mentioned NSA. For those people not knowing what that stands for, what is it? Because you do it in the basement of the NSA.
Yes, yes, the National Security Agency. So all of those government fairies that are in our, you know, MacBook cameras or security cameras or Ring doorbell cameras. So all of that footage that the government reviews, that's the NSA. So we are interns for that organization.
Now, I'm sure somebody listening to us is going to say, how do you get that? If that's national security, how do you get it? So I guess for all those people wondering that, I'm going to ask that question. How do you get it?
So these are not actual videos from the NSA. They're,
sure.
You know, your favorite funny call-on-camera moments from, you know, different places, just as you might find tons of funny videos on YouTube and wonder, oh, my God, how did they get that on tape? So similar to, you know, America's Funniest Home Video and shows like that, but we are not actually working for the NSA reviewing America's security cameras.
The funniest one that I saw, and I don't know how they captured this, was the two parachuters. And the one, the...
Oh, my God, wasn't that...
not the teacher, but the fellow that was on his back, he was bringing down, passed out. And the response
right.
that you guys had, they said, boy, I hope that that guy's not the instructor. I don't know how they took that picture, but it's hilarious. That's a classic.
Yeah, that was a really, really funny clip of the skydivers. There's a ton like that where it's like, it's funny, but it's also, you're like, oh my God, how is this happening?
Well, the guy that fell through the floor in the grocery store, that was hilarious, but gee, you don't know if he killed himself, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Fortunately, no one died in the making of Top Secret videos. But, yeah, some of those clips are like, oh, my God, I hope they're okay.
Yeah. You started off as an NBC page at 30 Rock. A lot of people have done that. They've come a long way from that, and you're one of them. You worked on Saturday Night Live, Late Night with Seth Meyers, and you made your TV television debut on camera with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show. And you've gone on to do a lot of stuff in comedy. Things have been really working out for you, have they not, Ollie?
They have been working out for me. Yeah, I started doing comedy when I was 17. I was doing stand-up at NYU in the city. And I had a bunch of internships. And then I was a page, like you said. So I really had quite a journey in my young life so far. And it's pretty cool to look at and think about.
You appeared in NBC's Bring the Funny. You know, I have often said to people in the comedic world that out of all of the types of entertainment careers, singer, actor, whatever the case may be, I'm a firm believer that comedy is the toughest, and especially stand-up comedy, because there you are on stage, and boy, if I said this once, I've said it a million times, living and dying every 4 seconds.
I mean, it's so true. It's a tough art form, and I do miss it. It's been hard for comedians during the pandemic to kind of scratch that itch, so I'm glad that I had this show where I got to write jokes and, you know, laugh and do my thing.
Who came up with this idea? Because it really is good.
So, yeah, this is an Aaron Sedman production. And it's his idea, but, you know, Brian and Ron and our team and our showrunner, Tim Fornara, all bring this show to life. So it's a really fun combination of things to keep people entertained and to keep it light and just enjoy yourself.
Boy, and I tell you something, it is one of those shows where you can sit back and laugh. And I tell you, that's far and few between with everything in the news these days. When you saw the idea, did you think right away, because you have a very comedic mind, did you think, boy, this is going to be a hit?
Yeah, I mean, I thought this sounds really fun. And then when I was able to audition with Brian and Ron, I was like, okay, this is really great. Like, I love these guys. I love laughing with them. They're so funny. So as long as, you know, we're making each other laugh, that's a good indicator of if we're going to make the audience laugh.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that you're not working with an audience, I assume, in the studio, that you got to have all of the charisma, the aura of comedy just with the three of you.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's like you stand up comedians, you really learn to like trust yourself. And it's the same thing we're doing now when we film a show like this, is, you know, you go with your gut and you know what's funny for you. And Ron and Brian are experts, they're heavyweights, and you know, it's a fun experience, and it's crazy times, so I'm glad we have a show like this where we can just really enjoy.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on True TV. How many episodes do you have in the can?
We have 10 in the can. I think this week is number 7.
Number 7. I assume, and I really pray that you guys get renewed, because it's funny. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's true. You really don't expect some of the things that you see on camera, and you guys do a great job with it. You really do. And again, it's on the True TV. It's a new original series. It's called Top Secret Videos, and it premiered at the end of October and doing very well, I might add, Thursday nights at 10:30 Eastern and Pacific time. Allie, I got to tell you, I hope that you have much, much luck with it, and please come back after the first of the year, and we'll chat about more about how the show's going, and hopefully, you know, another 55,000 episodes. How's that?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Thanks, Allie. Allie Colbert has been our guest. She made her premiere on The Tonight Show. She's now one of the three comedians on a show that I urge everyone to watch, because I got to tell you, it's funny. I mean, you know, a lot of people might say, well, you know, there's a lot of dangerous things that happen. They don't play any videos of any situation that ends tragically. It's just good old-fashioned fun. And it's, again, on True TV. It is Thursday nights at 10:30 Eastern and Pacific. It's called Top Secret Videos. I was just doing some calculating, and I realized that coming up on December 31st, we will have been doing this show going into our 30th year. We started back on New Year's Eve of 1990. Boy, seems like it's gone by very, very quickly. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And a quick reminder to check our website, which is ronsedgy.com. RONSEGGI.com. When you get there, you hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're coming right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. facility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience, I'm a member, my children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's a wrap. We're not talking about Christmas presents here. We are glad that you joined us on this extended holiday weekend. And I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Crystal Gale from Twisted Sister D. Snyder, Brendan Knox from the Ice Airport Alaska Show on the Smithsonian Channel. Also want to thank Ken Cage from Airplane Repo, Brooke Burns, who's the host of Masterminds on the Game Show Network, Carter Osterhaus, giving us a report on the great Christmas light fight, and from Top Secret Videos on True TV, Ali Colbert. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live nationwide and around the world. Till then, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.